Spanish Flea or some such thing like that. The Norman Luboff Choir before that, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, Frank Jaxfield and On and On. Don Costa in there with Society's Child. That was a Janis Ian song, just like at 17 was, that was one of her other hits. John Gregory with Summer, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with I Could Never Miss You. But I would if you weren't here listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You're my soul and inspiration, after all. Here's Lex de Acevedo. Takes us up to the top of the hour with Hot Toddy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Thank you.
Ramsey Lewis Trio on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. The In Crowd. I'm in with the In Crowd. You're in with the In Crowd because we started that off with Sven Lebeck's version of the In Crowd. And if you're not in this crowd, you're in the out crowd, and that's not good. You're listening to the second hour of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien, and it is time for a little travel log here. I decided today we would travel to Minnesota to see what roadside attractions we could find. And our first stop is in Red Lake at a place you would think would be in Pittsburgh and would, to the average Pittsburgher, be rather mundane. These particular landmarks are known as the Giant Eagle Buildings. If you're not aware, Giant Eagle is a Pittsburgh-based grocery chain, but these have nothing to do with the store. These are located at Red Lake Nation College, and were built in 2005, actually. They have an entrance below the Eagle's Head. One of the buildings has a wingspan of 300 feet, and the other has a span of 213 feet, so one is the size of a football field. Actually, they are very beautiful. They're normal buildings with what looks like a big drawing of an eagle at the front of the buildings. You'll have to go to roadsideamerica.com and look these up. They are in Red Lake, Minnesota. Next, we go to Rochester, Minnesota, home of the Mayo Clinic and the Transparent Man. I've been to the Mayo Clinic for one purpose or another, and but here's something I saw in person while I was there in Rochester: the Ear of Corn Water Tower. It's a ballistic custom tower originally designed to be part of the Libby Foods plant. Libby Foods is now Seneca Foods, at least that plant is, but the tower from Libby remains painted as corn. While in Rochester, why not stop by the Med City Mobility to see the giant scooter sitting outside of the store? The scooter measures about 10 to 15 feet tall. A giant motorized scooter for mobility. Paul Bunyan would be happy to see that. And there are a lot of Paul Bunyan sculptures in and around Minnesota. So you might want to look for those in various towns as well. Before we leave, we must stop in Minneapolis to see the First Avenue Nightclub, which opened in 1970. They have lined their outside walls with stars celebrating over 500 of the most famous performers to ever perform there. Tiny Tim is amongst the firmament of popular entertainers. He rode the crest in the late 1960s camp, waved to fame with his ukulele and falsetto version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. He died in 1996, and this is claiming that he died on stage there in Minneapolis while singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. But there are some conflicting reports that say he died in Massachusetts. But he is buried, entombed, in Minneapolis's Lakewood Cemetery and is the only known Minnesota public memorial in Minnesota. That makes sense, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that's our travel log for the day. I would have liked to hear Tiny Tim do this song at one point. Here's John Gregory with Muskrat Love on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And no Tiny Tim.
relaxing and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pvrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. That was England Dan and John Ford Coley song, wasn't it? Yes. Botticelli before that, Looking Through the Eyes of Love. Paul Marriott with You Are. Johnny Pearson with Soul Coaxing. And John Gregory with Muskrat Love. Yeah. I'm Eric O'Brien, and a Chinese fitness influencer broke a Guinness record when she completed 44 pull-ups in 1 minute. Ouch. That sounds painful. And it's appropriate because she's 44 years old in age and earned the female version of the title for the most pull-ups in 1 minute when she officially attempted the record in Guangdong. She took the title from an American athlete who did 39 pull-ups in 1 minute in 2022. Yeah. A Kentucky teenager with a talent for solving a type of puzzle known as a 15 puzzle broke a Guinness record by solving 10 of them in 1 minute in 16.13 seconds. John Bradley, a senior at Sayre High School in Lexington, said he started solving 15 puzzles in the middle school. The puzzles feature sliding tiles numbered 1 to 15, and the solver has to arrange them in numerical order. Bradley said he started out on a digital version of the puzzle that was installed on the computers he used in school and soon developed a talent for solving them, even participating in competitions as a speed slider. The record to beat for speed solving 10 puzzles was 1 minute 23 seconds, and again he did it in a time of 1 minute 16.13 seconds. Well, that's good for him. He'll go far. And finally, a British choir of 17 people with an average age of 94 was officially named the world's oldest choir by Guinness. The choir, dubbed the Prime Timers, was composed of 17 members ranging in age from 87 to 99 years old when they took to the stage for their Christmas concert on December 19th, 2024. Guinness had an adjudicator in the audience and confirmed after the performance that the group did break the record for the oldest choir. The singers were all residents from seven care homes run by Runwood Homes in England. The concert at Crowne Plaza Hotel's Grand Ballroom also featured an appearance by singer Tony Christie, who joined the choir for performances of Amarillo and Silent Night. There you go. The oldest choir. I'm sure they sounded really good. But don't ever perform on a Sunday. Here is Manuel and Music of the Mountains on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. It's a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all
McGovern with a Paul Williams hit, I Won't Last a Day Without You, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I believe that was from 1973. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves. I wasn't around then, but that's what YouTube told me. Anyhow, John Fox before that, When Will I See You Again, originally done by the 3 Degrees, and Manuel, and Music of the Mountains, really it's Jeff Love, and Never on a Sunday. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Here's Frank Chaxfield and Wonderful Baby, originally done by Don McLean. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Your heart that talks you into stand to go. And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart of the wheel. You wanna start sharing.
Listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Easy, Tony Mottola there on guitar, and You Send Me, Sam Cooke, I believe, did that originally. Before that, the Lori Bower Singers and Love Will Turn You Around, Lex de Azevedo with Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Baby. I think that should have baby in the title. because that's how we all know it. Alan Tew with Love is in the Air, Manuel and Music of the Mountains, and So Nice, also known as Summer Samba, and Frank Jaxfield with Wonderful Baby. And speaking of Frank's, here is Mr. Purcell with a song from Godspell called Day by Day on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We've reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-37. So there.
You are listening to Chop Chop on WRCTEEEE.
They have made us into robots to show off in their coded walls. Human stores carefully programmed with electronic umbilical cords, stitches and screws fabricated and insulated by material microdots.